declare the meeting open, 1:01 PM. Announcement of visitors, nil. Record of attendance, all councillors. Councillor Embed, can you state your location and is it secure?
Yes, it is. I'm in the Spinfex Land Management meeting room. I'm the only one here.
Yep.
That's secure.
Andrew Tucker, Councillor Andrew Tucker, can you tell us where you are, your address, and is it secure?
Yep.
Where are you, Andrew?
Where are you?
I'm at 15 Stevenson Street, Port Lincoln.
And?
At the door.
And are you on your own? You're secure?
Yep.
Okay. That's your site?
Yep.
Okay. You could have caught up with Ian, but he's not there.
No, but strangely enough, my grandma used to live in Stevenson Street.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And staff, I've got Peter, Christy, Maureen. Number four, response to previous public questions taken on notice, nil. Public question time, nil. Six, approve leave of absence, nil. No one wants to go on holiday. Seven, disclosures of interest.
I've got 16.2.
And Councillor Sadir, 16.2. Notice of items being discussed behind closed doors. 16.1, Menzies Northwest Road reseal. 16.2, caveat removal, 21 and 23 Reed Street, Menzies. 9, confirmation receival of minutes. 9.1, confirmation of minutes. Officers' recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 30th of October 2025 be confirmed as a true and correct record. Can I have a mover? Councillor Sadia, the seconder. Councillor Christy Tucker. Want to speak in
four.
Or against? Nil. All those in favour?
Yep.
Carry. 10. Petitions, deputations, presentations? Nil. 11. Announcement by a presiding member without discussion, and that's the President's report. 12. Reports of committees? Nil. 13, reports of officers. 13.1, finance reports. The officer's recommendation that the statement of financial activity for the period ending 31st of October 2025 as attached be received. Can I have a mover? Now, are you moving that in or just waving?
I'll move it. Yep.
You're moving everything from now? You're frozen. With your hand up.
Oh. I can't see you like that, so.
We're all waving at you.
Councillor Christy Tucker.
There you are. Okay.
Those who wish to speak for, those who wish to speak against.
I don't want to speak for and against, so I should have asked this during the briefing session. That section there that says unclaimed monies for 1,182, what is that for?
Which page is that?
Unclaimed monies is what I'm going to mark it on here. We know now, we can find that out.
What page is that?
I can't remember, I marked it on here, I just can't, I do it this morning. I think it's in where the housing bonds and all that are. Where the housing bonds and all that are, in that area there. This says unclaimed monies.
On the trust?
Yes. I'll find it now, please.
Well, if it is unclaimed money.
Through the chair, it's Councillor Gill, is that page 33?
You got it? Yeah. Page 33, it says unclaimed monies, 118242.
Yep, so that's money held in bonds, deposits, trusts, et cetera. So from time to time, we do get unclaimed monies. We can't spend it or use it, we have to hold it, so.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's odd, isn't it?
You want, need a claimant?
No.
All right.
Thank you for the.
All those in favour? Ian is?
Yeah, in favour.
45.
13.1.2, list the monthly payments, October 2024. Officers' recommendation that the list of payments for the month of October 2024 totalling $2,239,362.50 be in. One electronic funds transfer from EFT 10553 to EFT 10739, payments from municipal funds totalling $1,981,921.71. Direct debit payments from the municipal funds totalling $75,752.14. Three, payroll payments from the municipal fund totalling $175,060.76. Four, credit card payments for the statement month of October 2025 from the municipal funds totalling $4,813.28. Fuel card payments from the municipal funds totalling $1,994.61 be received. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christie Tucker. Seconder. Councillor Gill Dwyer. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Through the chair, just a query.
Yep.
Not for or against. Those two payments there for the month that did the skate park.
Yep.
And yet, they've also got a, shape sculptures. I've got to jump between pages for this. And they've also got a rates refund of $77,000. Are they in mining, or the ones that did the skate park, or is it a different group?
What EFTs were you looking at?
10679.
Well, that's just a time wrong spot, I'm sure.
I'm going to do that one.
kept.
Copy in it.
That's...
Page 50.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's the title.
Yeah, that's just an incorrect...
Description.
Description.
Yep.
Just an incorrect description. The description's just been carried down from the previous one by the looks of it, because it's the same... It's the same number.
Yeah, it's the same amount. EFT 10576, where they've got paid for design and construct.
Yeah, they've been paid two payments during the month.
Aye.
But the description has just been carried down from the Mount Ida Gold one above it.
Yeah.
If you have a look, the numbers are identical, so the assessment number and the tenement number are identical between the one above.
Oh, yes, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Okay. No worries.
So it's just an incorrect description.
Yeah.
We'll have that resolved for him.
And the other thing for the super gas now, is that being reimbursed by the cafe? Super gas? That's 106.75.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's now being back charged to them.
Yep. Righto. All those in favour?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Point 1.3, audit report and annual financial report 2024-2025. Recommendations, that one, the audited financial report and management report for the year ending 30th of June 2025 as enclosed be received, and two, the signed audit to financial report for the year ending 30th of June 2025 be incorporated into the annual report for presentation at the annual electors meeting in accordance with statutory requirements. Can I have a mover? Councillor Dubois, seconder. Councillor Sue Wesley. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour.
The councillor there.
Councillor Andrew, are you there?
Yep, I'm there. Yep.
All right. Carry. 13.2.1, Executive Management Response, 2025 Financial Management Review. And you've all read the officer's recommendation?
Yep.
And this is in line with purchase and government policy?
Councillors, we've undertaken the changes to the various policies, etc., that were requested through the financial management review. And this is the result.
Yeah, I like the forms that go with it. Mm. You've got to fill out.
Yep.
So that keeps it a bit more above board.
Yep.
No, it's a verbal quote. It's a verbal quote, but now you've got to report it, so that's really good.
Yeah, we have had that in place.
Yeah.
We have had that in place before, but this is just about tightening up the forms.
Okay. And policy 4.14, contract management be repealed.
Yep.
Can I have a mover? Councillor Christy Tucker and Councillor Jill Boyle second. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Carry that with you.
No, carry. Okay. 13.2.2. Review of policy 1.14, universal training elected members and candidates. Officers' recommendation that policy 1.14, universal training elected members and candidates as attached, be repealed. Can I have a mover? Councillor Jill Dwyer. Seconder.
Councillor Ian Baird.
Councillor Ian Baird. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Councillor Baird. Yep.
Councillor Andrew. Okay, so carry. Review of policy 1.13, policy review schedule. Officers' recommendation that policy 1.13, policy review schedule as attached, be endorsed with the formatting adjustments and an update to the policy number with no substantive changes to the content. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christy Tucker. Seconder. Councillor Sevier. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Councillor Baird.
Yep.
Carry. Motions of which previous notice has been given. Neil. 15. New business of an urgent nature. Neil. 16. Behind closed doors, confidential reports. Item 16.1, RFT 03202, 5 minutes northwest refill. Item 16.2, caveat removal 2123 Reed Street, Menzies. And officers' recommendation that in accordance with section 5.23-2 of the Local Government Act 1995, the meeting be closed to members of the public to consider item 16.1, RFT 03202, 5 Menzies Northwest Reedsill, and item 16.2, caveat removal 21 and 23 Reed Street, Menzies, 16.2, August. And mover, Councillor Christy Tucker. A seconder. Seconder.
Councillor
Dwyer. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour?
Councillor Dwyer.
Councillor Tucker.
Carried.